This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Campaigning for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections is in full swing. Top leaders of major political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held election rallies at Palamu and Gumla districts in Jharkhand this afternoon. Mr. Modi said that 25 crore people came out of poverty in last 10 years of the NDA government. Later, he addressed a public meeting at Darbhanga in Bihar. He alleged that Congress and RJD-led governments have ruined the future of Bihar. Mr. Modi said the report card presented by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav reminds the corruption and lawlessness of their previous governments. He also said that in his third term, he will provide the benefit of Ayushman Bharat to all elders of 70 years of age and above unconditionally. Mr. Modi also assured that the development work of Darbhanga AIIMS will be on fast track. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra has reiterated the party's commitment to the welfare of farmers and labourers of the country. Addressing a rally at Banaskantha in Gujarat today, Ms. Vadra said if the Congress party comes to power, it will set up a permanent commission to ensure minimum support price to the farmers. AAP leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will also campaign in the state this evening. Bahujan Samaj Party President Mayawati today held a public meeting at Agra in Uttar Pradesh in support of the party candidate from Agra Lok Sabha constituency, Pooja Amrohi. Addressing the rally, Mayawati alleged that the people of the country are facing hardships due to rising inflation and unemployment. She alleged that due to the wrong economic policies of the BJP, the small and middle class businesses are badly affected. Former Delhi Congress Chief Arvinder Singh Lavli today joined the BJP in New Delhi in the presence of Party General Secretary Vinod Tawde and Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri. Former Delhi Minister Rajkumar Chauhan, former AICC Secretary Naseeb Singh, former MLA Neeraj Basoya, former NSUI Chief Amit Malik also joined the BJP. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections was held today. Monday is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. Polling in the fifth phase will be held on the 20th of May for 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories. Scrutiny of nomination papers was also held for the second phase of assembly elections in Odisha. A Delhi court today granted the Delhi police 3-day custody of Arun Reddy, who handles the Spirit of Congress X account and is the national coordinator for social media of the party, in the case of an allegedly doctored video of Union Home Minister Amit Shah that was shared on social media handles of the Telangana Congress. The Delhi police this week also summoned Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy in connection with the case. The BJP's Telangana unit filed a complaint against the CM and the Congress's state chief, Revanth Reddy, at the cybercrime police station, accusing the party of fabricating and morphing the speech of Amit Shah. Congress MP Manikam Tagore, who is the Telangana Congress in charge, alleged that the arrest was a misuse of power by the union government. Campaigning for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections has reached a crescendo as only a few days are left for it to close. In Uttar Pradesh, 10 seats are going to polls on Tuesday. These are Sambhal, Hathras, Agra, Fatehpur Sikri, Firozabad, Mainpuri, Eta, Badayu, Avla and Bareli. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav is scheduled to hold a roadshow in Mainpuri this evening. Indian National Centre for Ocean Information Services has forecast high energy swell waves along the Kerala and Tamil Nadu coasts, which are expected to persist until 11:30 tonight. Presently, the sea is relatively calm. No high tide events have been reported along the Kerala coast so far. However, Kerala is on red alert as low-lying coastal areas could experience intermittent surges of seawater due to the swell waves. Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Gujarat Titans are gearing up for a high-stakes showdown in the Indian Premier League this evening in Bengaluru. Both teams are vying for a crucial victory to sustain their hopes of making it to the playoffs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.